There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. The only holster I run, and there's a reason for that. That reason is because, one, they're modular, two, they are indestructible. In addition to carrying the weapon very, very well, maintaining positive control while having nothing over the top of it, although you can get holsters that do that as well. In addition to that, they have various ways and means of carrying your ammunition with you, which is also a plus. So, check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, as we were closing the last hour, I was talking about train. And this is the thing. Gun people like training. All right? People like me, we watch YouTube videos of people like Jerry Michalik, who can shoot any gun so fast it's pathetic. Or, you know, looking back at old stuff like Annie Oakley making trick shots and everything in between. I approve of training. Training is good. Between my military time and my civilian time, I've probably trained for years. Years. And I both trained with and I've overseen training. Now, let me make a distinction about this. When my last position in the military was as a training NCO, that did not mean I did all of the training. That meant I oversaw all of the training. So I would go out and seek, for my company, I would go out and seek the best I could find in everything that was being offered at Fort Campbell, which is where I was stationed when this was happening. I not only trained the people in the MI battalion, I not only got them trained to destroy people, but I also got them trained to put them back together and everything in between, because I thought that was very, very important. And I got the best people I could find to do that. So when I go train, one, I don't ever operate as an instructor, but if I'm training under somebody, I can make a call as to who is right or who's righteous, let me put it that way, and who's got a bunch of junk that he's offering me. Who's got a bunch of junk? Now, while I'm all about the training, I have to admit one thing to you. Here in the United States today, where we have a minimum of 730,000 defensive gun uses per year, that's 2,000 a day, the vast majority of people defending themselves with a handgun do it successfully without training or with very little training. Coming out of Ohio from 10TV.com, we get this. She was armed and apparently fired multiple shots at him, said Sergeant Dave Cecilia. The woman's son said he bought the gun for her a week ago to keep her safe now that she's living alone, but he never thought she would actually have to use it. Police believe the suspect also broke into neighboring homes. Nearby residents heard the shot. I got up and looked into my kids' room to make sure they were all right, said one person. The burglary suspect was rushed to the hospital with serious injuries. He was pronounced dead shortly before 7 a.m. So this mother received a gun legally in Ohio from one of the children We have no idea. Okay, so the child that bought the gun had to be an adult, so we know that, you know, they don't necessarily have to be elderly, but they probably are. Are they pushing that way? It's implied by listening to that the son who bought the gun for his mother thought she would never have an occasion to use it. And we don't know if the mother got the gun in the week that she owned it and went to the range and familiarized herself with it or what. We don't know what she... We don't know how she occupied her time with the gun. We just know that she used it one time and she used it effectively. Guns are designed to be easily used and to have a natural point when you're pointing it at a target. Now, another thing that never gets mentioned is criminals. Criminals use guns, and they're not going and getting any training. They're not showing up at a Jaeger class. Using a gun for a criminal at a public range is difficult and dangerous. Most criminals are inner-city urban dwellers who do not have a back 40 or a hunting cabin in the mountains where they can practice all day and not be considered out of place. They have to carry the gun and only use it when they're committing a crime. They do not have Uncle Sam, who provides ammunition for free. They do use guns primarily for intimidation. It doesn't require a lot of training to intimidate somebody with a gun in your hand. One of the reasons that defenders use firearms so effectively is because in most cases, the firearm is not fired. And the ratio is about 20 to 1, 20 times not being fired to one time being fired. But it's a very hard number to measure. If you consider that when shots are fired, a person may hit only 1 out of 8 times, and when someone is wounded enough to require hospitalization, they're likely to die at a rate of 1 out of 5. So multiply those together, and we have one justified firearm death for every 800 uses to stop crime for defense. Having said all that, I still recommend you go get training. Even if it just means you're going to the range where you're standing in the stall and shooting at a stationary position, go do that. Go do something. You can achieve a basic level of firearm proficiency. And coming from a practical standpoint, that's very important to have that if you have to use a gun in self-defense, because self-defense is going to be a wild card situation. Where you have trained to draw your weapon and walk away backwards, you may find yourself having to spin and run with your back towards the target and draw the gun to where they can see it, maybe to keep their head down till you can get to cover. Not recommending that you shoot that way, but you get the idea. There's no guarantees in a self-defense situation. If you wish to reach a high level of shooting proficiency, go out and train, go compete in 3-gun matches, train sitting and walking and laying down and all this other stuff. But the truth of the matter is that most people who defend themselves successfully nowadays are not highly trained. And success is very hard to argue with. In any event, it is never easy to argue with. So it's a good problem for us to have as concealed carriers, but it's still interesting when you consider it. Still quite interesting. I keep going back to that older gentleman in Florida, the internet cafe, who ran two assailants out with no training. He didn't look like he was trained. But he was successful. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission and Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I'll be using one of those things later today. Actually, two, because I'll be carrying my ammo, too. Decided to start carrying the ammo in the ammo carry. G-Code is simply the most modular, most tactical, and most they morph it. You can morph the holsters into so many different things. You need to check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. One of the things I've been seeing a lot of, and this applies with both police and home defenders, is there'll be somebody out there that goes up against the cops with a knife and gets shot down. Or somebody breaks into a house and gets shot down. And then the family's coming out and they're asking, why did they have to shoot to kill? Well, and the other question is asked, why didn't they get shot in the legs? I don't know why the legs are such an attractive target. The legs have the femoral artery in them, but, you know, it's, you know, neither here nor there. So, here are the top 10 reasons why you should never shoot and aim for the legs. And this is from 10, we're counting down from 10 to number 1. So, number 10. That's because we live in real life, not in Hollywood. We shoot guns. You know, we don't shoot the guns out of hands of people. And if we get shot, we're not recovered by the time the next episode comes on the magic box. Number 9, shooting a person in the leg doesn't mean they'll stop being a threat. You can shoot somebody practically anywhere, and they can still be in the fight, including the face, the neck, the chest cavity, the hip, the leg, the arm, the shoulder, name it. You have to shoot until they go down, until the fear, until the threat is neutralized. Number 8, it is extremely hard to shoot accurately under stress. Yes, that's very true. I mean, enough said. When you're in a stressful situation, your hands are going to start to ball up into a fist. Somehow or other, you've got to maintain the presence of mind on that trigger finger. Number 7, shooting center mass means the officer has a better chance of hitting his or her target. Remember what I just said the hit ratio was, 1 in 8. 1 in 8. That's average. That's average. Torso is a bigger target than aiming at an appendage, and it's not moving the way an arm or leg is moving. Trying to aim at the smaller moving target doesn't make any sense when you've got a slower, less moving, bigger target. Number 6, most gunfights are mobile. You're just trying to hit a moving target. And if you're 1 in 8 shooting at center mass, what do you think is going to be shooting at something that's moving faster? Number 5, we've already referenced this, shooting somebody in the leg can still kill them. Hitting them in the femoral artery means they die in about 4 minutes. And then that gets spun, you having shot, you were shooting to kill. Number 4, shooting a warning shot is stupid. It's also against the law in just about every other place, but it is a waste of ammo. If you shoot it into the ground, depending on where you are, you may shoot yourself. If you shoot it into the air, what goes up must come down. If you have to shoot a weapon in the commission of a crime, or in the middle of a crime, if you're trying to defend against a crime, then aim it at the criminal, because he's the deserving one that deserves to catch them. Number 3, shooting someone center mass is the most likely way to immediately stop a threat. Police, you and me, we're trained to stop a threat. That's the way we're trained. We're not trained to kill. We're not trained to injure. We're trained to stop a threat. So that means if it takes 3 shots to center mass, 3 shots fired. Plain and simple. Now, once again, number 2 is a reiteration. Everybody's trained to shoot center mass. And that's why. There are no targets out there that have arms and legs on them that I'm aware of. Number 1, the second best target to shoot as far as stopping a threat is a headshot. And for defenders and police to take headshots every time, That would be a shock on the conscience of the public. I don't have a problem with it. I don't sit back and say, well, you know, it's better that he died from that shot to the center mass than it was to the shot to the head. I look at it this way. If I'm walking around and I'm thinking to myself, you know, my end-all be-all is to get to the Starbucks and to carry my gun in the Starbucks and to have one of those feminine European coffee drinks that I like so much. If that's my thought process and somebody presents themselves and says, I want your car, I want your money, I want something from you, and I'm willing to kill you to get it, then what they've got coming, they deserve. If I get the drop on them, I'm going to drop them. I didn't ask for that. Nobody that ever gets accosted for a crime ever is sitting out there going, I can't, you know, no, I don't know of any people that carry guns that say themselves, I sure hope I run into a bad guy today. I hope I get to shoot somebody today because I don't want to shoot anybody. Nobody I know wants to shoot anybody. But if you make me shoot you, if a criminal makes me shoot them, they're going to get the full brunt of what I got to offer. Simply because they've angered me. They have angered me. They will be changing my life. That will be a life-changing event. Believe me. They're changing my life. But, just to get repetitive here, people like me and you, people like the police, they don't shoot to kill. That's not the goal. The goal is to stop the bad guy, to stop the threat. And that means shooting center mass until the threat is stopped. Under rare circumstances, they may transition. And, you know, everybody trains on things like the Mozambique, two to the chest, one to the head, that kind of thing. Nowadays, most people are saying, let's go lower, still center mass, but let's go to the pelvis. Pelvis will take somebody down, too. But shooting to stop a threat does not mean that everybody dies in most cases. But I digress. Anybody ever wants to know why you don't shoot to the legs? There's a few reasons you can tell. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. The only holster I run, the only way I carry my ammo, is G-Code. Plain and simple. I'm getting ready to, for training purposes, I'm getting ready to dump everything but the Scorpion line. I got to get some more Scorpions from them. When I do that, I'll let you see the Scorpion line. Or you could go to tacticalholsters.com. You don't have to wait on me. Go check out the Scorpion line. It is some good stuff. Now, the Washington Post, okay? The Washington Post supports the following. They support background checks on private firearm transactions. They support bans on detachable magazine fed semi-automatic rifles, semi-automatic shotguns. They support bans on magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. And if you disagree with them, you're a coward and an insurrectionist for doing so. You don't understand that the states can regulate the Second Amendment. It says so in the Second Amendment. Interestingly, they discovered something, though. Despite all the stuff that they support and will continue to support, from their London bureau, two writers, Griff Witt and Carla Adam, found out that getting a gun legally in Europe may be hard, but terrorists have little trouble doing so. Well, you've got the gun control advocates here in the United States harping on banning this and banning that and regulating this and regulating that. And they often use the other nation's gun laws as the paradigm that we should strive to. The Daily Telegraph reports that the recent terrorist attacks in Paris were committed with fully automatic rifles smuggled in from Slovakia. Similarly, the Danish Broadcasting Corporation reports that the most recent terrorist attack, a cultural event in Copenhagen, was committed with a fully automatic rifle that was stolen from a member of the Danish Home Guard. Witz and Adams' article notes that both attacks were carried out by former small-time criminals turned violent extremists who obtained military-grade illicit weapons with apparent ease. So, in their next attempt to promote gun control, the Washington Post editors are not likely to point out that the terrorists who committed those crimes failed to submit themselves to background checks before taking possession of their weapons. They also may omit that the perpetrators' guns were smuggled and stolen rather than bought at a gun show or for someone they met after, you know, a private sale, like arms list. To do so would only point out the utter futility of private transfer bans, which the only people that are going to follow law are going to be the law-abiding, which are not going to break the law in the first place. So that means the law that you impose upon them is redundant because they were never going to commit a crime in the first place. Because contrary to the gun grabbers' beliefs that we're not good guys with guns, we're just criminals in waiting, we're not really that. Because if that were the case, there would be no gun controllers. We would have rounded you cowards up a long time ago and dealt with you. But the fact is, we respect the law of the land. We follow the law of the land. We respect your right to live, your right to have a differing opinion than ours. The only difference between me and you is I don't seek to impose my belief that I carry a gun everywhere I go on you who think that only certain people should be able to carry a gun, and then you protest some of the people that carry guns. Have you ever thought about that? How messed up this is. One thing they say is that the military should only have guns, except the military doesn't have guns in garrison here in the United States or overseas. They don't have guns. At the same time, the same liberals will tell you that there should not be any ROTC allowed on campuses. We should not train future leaders of the military. They should not have a good education. So they want that kicked out. They'll also tell you that only the police should have guns. While at the same time, you've got mayors of major metropolitan cities saying that the police are this and that. You've got the president saying the police are this and that. You've got police officers being assassinated on the street. You've got police officers having pot shots taken at them in places like Durham, North Carolina. And yet, the gun grabbers will tell you that only the police and only the military should have guns. In that conversation, you see, gun grabbers have compartmentalized conversations. What is valid in this conversation that we're having here, because it concerns me and you, because we're not in uniform, two, we don't have badges, and three, we believe in freedom for all people. What is valid in this conversation with us is not going to be valid in the conversation about police, and it's not going to be valid in the conversation about the military. In this conversation, the police and military are all trustworthy. Government is very trustworthy. So whenever you see that, whenever you hear them, it's all compartmentalized. It has nothing whatsoever to do with a full set of values, of a balanced set of values. They don't have that. They don't have that. Anytime you see a justified shooting, they're going to wonder out loud, was that necessary? Without having to be there. You understand? When you get out there, when you get out there and you, when you watch a football game, and over the weekend the armchair quarterbacks come out, they have the benefit of looking at high frame rate slow-mo at 27 different angles. and analysis coming from all kinds of ex-football players that have been there. And then they sit back and they render their pious judgment about what this should have been and that should have been. After they see all of this stuff, in self-defense, you know, when you see that, when you see, all you see is the result of the shooting, unless you have it on video, which a lot of these are coming up on video. The ones that come up on video never support the idea that you overreacted in most cases, because these things are happening quick. There's no standoff. There's no freeze. Somebody points a gun at you, you shoot them. Plain and simple. If you can get the drop on them, you shoot them. You don't get out there and say, put the gun down. You don't get out there and say, son, do you know what you're doing with your life? You shoot them. If you neutralize a threat and you want to render first aid, feel free. Because that's a human being you just shot. But you're not obligated to do so. You are not obligated to do so. Because somebody that is breaking the law, a criminal, deserves what they get. Don't you just hate it when I say that, gun grabbers? This is so definitive, isn't it? Criminal deserves what they get. They just hate that when I say that. And, you know, that's too bad. That's just too bad. Senator John Cornyn from Texas has proposed, once again, concealed carry reciprocity. And for the first time, I'm out there saying there needs to be a federal intervention in this, because leaving it to the states means, in some states, you're not a free person. And one senator has gotten out there and he has said, I will fight this tooth and nail. And when we get back, we're going to close the show talking about him. Because he deserves it. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio, last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. The best stuff out there. Simply put. And Scorpion Line, the DC-3. The standard line, the OSH, the sock holster. I mean, you know, I can go on and on and on. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, I mentioned this. John Cornyn, Texas senator, has drafted a sensible bipartisan-supported measure named the Constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2015. Why is this important? It's important because with every other piece of credential that we have, that we have to go out there and go get, that we have to go out there and qualify for, no matter what it is, or that we have to pay a fee to get, in every state it's recognized except for the concealed carry permit. There's certain states that have reciprocity with you. There's certain states that have concealed carry permits but don't have reciprocity with you. Sometimes it comes down to minor squabbling between states. It comes down to the fact that maybe the attorney general doesn't like the state that you live in, or doesn't like concealed carry permits, or just doesn't like anything. There's so many variables that control that this is a bill that would sweep all of that aside, and I'm ready for it. I'm ready to see it happen. For the first time, I'm ready to see the feds do something for a change. This would be positive, okay? With me, for example, when I go to Georgia, when I cross into Georgia, which shares a gigantic part of the border with South Carolina, by law, I'm supposed to take my gun off because we don't recognize each other's concealed carry permits. Because in South Carolina believes that they have the high ground and can say, well, Georgia doesn't train the way we train. You don't have to train to get it, the 50 rounds that you're shooting at the target the size of a, you know, garage door. Now, Senator Charles Schumer has lost touch with reality. He hates guns, has a permit for a gun, hates you having a gun. okay? To hear him say it, Cornyn's bill would end civilization as we know it, and it would be the heralding of the apocalypse. It would be coming down the road anytime now. Do you want to know why? This is an elected official that operates in what is supposed to be a free America. And this is what he says. And I quote, "This bill is a menace to New York and would allow potentially dangerous people from other states to carry concealed weapons in our grocery stores, movie theaters, and stadiums without even notifying the police." Without even notifying the police. There's two things in here that are very egregious, that are communist, that have nothing to do with freedom, that have everything to do with elitism. The two phrases for me are potentially dangerous people and notifying the police. Shucks. Shucks. Here I was thinking that I lived in America to where I didn't have to notify the police if I did a little moving around. I don't have to notify the police if I go to North Carolina and carry my gun into North Carolina. I don't have to do it if I do it in Tennessee. I don't have to do it if I do it in Texas. I don't have to do it if I do it in Utah. There's a lot of places I could go and I can carry my gun and I don't have to notify the police. But for some reason, if I go to New York State carrying a gun, I go from just being a guy who carries a gun, one of the most law-abiding people in the Los Estados Unidos, and I become a potentially dangerous person in the view of Massa Chuck. I didn't realize that Charles Schumer was the harbinger of deciding, the gatekeeper of the rights. Now, that may be politically incorrect, and Chuck may be politically correct to be saying what he's saying, but Schumer, what this is telling you, this is very revealing to you. It should be very revealing to the people of New York, but it won't be. I'd be very surprised if it turns into something else, but Schumer is completely and totally entrenched in his worldview that the people of the United States serve him and his lifer politician buddies, and that we need to ask permission before we are allowed to exercise our rights. He thinks he's the master and we're the servants, and that we need to crawl to him with our hat in hand in order to exercise God-given rights. And I can tell you right up front, he is absolutely, positively dead wrong. He's just like George Wallace, who stood in the doorway of the University of Alabama. Schumer has vowed to fight against freedom and equality. He has said, "It is a nightmare for our law enforcement officers in the community, and I will fight this legislation tooth and nail." Like the Police One survey, those police officers, Chuck Schumer, like the sheriffs in your own state that has rejected the SAFE Act, like those law enforcement officers, Chuck Schumer. That's the nightmare of it. How come, let me ask you another question, Chuck Schumer. Here's the thing for me to tell you, okay? Why don't we hear about what you're describing more often? Why do I not hear about people going from out of town to in town in some other enlightened place like New Jersey or New York or Maryland? How come I don't hear about somebody from Florida going into those states and shooting them up before they're taken down by the stalwart law enforcement regimes in those places? How come that's not happening? I'll tell you why that's not happening. Because people carry guns don't want to shoot the places up. The senator here is projecting his nightmare of an armed populace moving about freely, which is what we should be. Schumer has henchmen like Dan Gross, leader of the Brady campaign. He described the idea of giving people equality throughout the nation as evil and dangerous. So here they are, foaming at the mouth, ready to attack like rabid dogs. This very sensible piece of legislation, the last go-around in April 2013, when they were considering Manchin-Toomey, this was the one that got the most votes out of all of them, Cornyn's 2013 version. There was an observation made by John Richardson on his blog, No Lawyers, Only Guns and Money. He wrote, "You might respect anti-gun politicians a little bit if they brought reason to the debate. However, given the statement from Senator Chuck Schumer in response to the introduction of the Constitutional Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2015, there's little chance of that happening." And he's right. He's not going to mount a reasonable response or put one together against Cornyn's bill. All he can do is what he's done for the last 20 years. He can conjure up fear. He can whip up scenarios where blood will run in the street. That's how he rammed the Brady bill through in 1993. How he orchestrated the 10-year ban on sporting rifles, though he wanted to make it permanent. He's trying to limit magazine sizes on federal levels. He fails to even acknowledge that when those gun control measures were rolled back, that his prediction of doom never materialized. It never materialized. If what he said was true since 2004, there would be no, between now and the 11 years since then, we would have gotten rid of all of the Chuck Schumers of the world. If what he said was going to come to fruit. He's not some rabid guy, though. He is a cunning individual. He said on Face the Nation in 2012, "Those of us who are pro-gun control have to admit that there is a Second Amendment right to bear arms. Once we establish that there is a constitutional right to bear arms, we should have the right to admit, and maybe they'll be more willing to admit, that no amendment is absolute after all." Pretty brilliant. He's out there trying to sound reasonable. He's not reasonable. He's just trying to sound it. Bear that in mind when you see him open his face. We'll try to do this again in 22 hours. I say try. I'm going to give it my best. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cues.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.